Well, good afternoon, everybody, or good evening. Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on a Wednesday night on Planet FM in Auckland. Delayed broadcasts on Saturday night in Christchurch and Sunday in Capri Coast and Wellington. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme brought to you, as it is each week, with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope you can stay with me for the next hour, recording this programme in my home office here. Just after midday on Wednesday afternoon, the sun is shining outside, but there's dark clouds everywhere else because if you just haven't heard the news, Auckland has been put into level 3 lockdown just half an hour ago as a result of 4 new cases of COVID-19. We were doing really well, 102-103 days without any community spread of the disease, and now we find that there's 4 people from one family that are infected. We won't know until the end of the week, at the end of the 3-day lockdown, if other people are infected. But anyway, we just have to get on with it. We know what you're putting up with in Ireland as a result of the lockdown that you've had there really since March this year. But hopefully things will improve all round. Okay, I'm going to start tonight. Maybe it's something we should all do. Pray. This is a song called The Prayer, featuring Andre Bocelli and Cillian Dion. And I was listening to Des Cahill interviewing the Archbishop of Armagh, Bishop Eamon Martin, earlier this morning, and he picked a few songs that he liked, including this one here, which is called The Prayer.
Give us faith to win peace.
Oh, well, our song finished suddenly there. But anyway, that was a song called The Prayer featuring Andrea Bocelli and Cillian Dion. You're welcome. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, just looking at the COVID cases in Ireland, there was 35 new cases today and one new death. That takes the total number of cases in Ireland out to 26,801, and 1,773 people have died. We have Auckland in level 3 lockdown here, but three counties in Ireland were put into lockdown on Friday when news broke that there was an increased number of people with COVID-19 from meat factories in the Midlands. So Kildare, Laois and Offaly were put into lockdown on Friday for the next 2 weeks, and pretty much people asked not to travel unless it was absolutely necessary from those regions, and many people very unhappy. I think there was more cases in Kildare on Saturday than there was in Laois and Offaly, so the people in Laois and Offaly were wondering why they had to be locked up, well, not locked up, but not allowed to travel outside their own county. People are getting, I suppose, fed up over there. Huge disappointment last week to the fact that the pubs weren't allowed to open, and of course the pubs that are opened serving meals, everybody thinks that's a bit of a joke because they're not serving the proper meals that they're supposed to serve. So there's lots of family pub businesses that may not open again, and of course the big issue now is getting the schools open within the next 2 weeks. And the other issue that developed over the last few days over the grading of the Leaving Cert students. Obviously, they had no Leaving Cert this year, so they were graded on performances over the last year or 2 years. And there was a big muck-up of this in Scotland, and has caused major issues. But the Department of Education has come out this evening and said what happened in Scotland won't happen in Ireland. And, of course, enough stress for lots of people over there at the moment, besides having to deal with you know, what's going to happen over the Leaving Cert results. Well, when I was out for my evening walk yesterday evening in Takapuna, going through a park, I met a nice woman. I thought it was about 70. But anyway, I was talking to her about COVID and everything. She told me her mother was originally from Dundrum in County Dublin, but she was visiting her sister in Auckland from Christchurch, and hopefully back in Christchurch now, and listen to this programme on a Saturday night. But I met Patricia Grant, and she's moved into her 91st year, and she was up visiting her sister Una, who's in her 92nd year, and they're going to tune into the programme tonight. But obviously strong connections with Ireland, with their mum being born there in Dundrum in County Dublin. So they wanted to hear When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, and I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. So we will play the two songs now back to back for Una Caldwell and Patricia Grant.
With such power in your smile, sure a storm you'll beguile. Never a teardrop should fall. When your sweet lilting laughter's like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be, you should laugh all the while, and all other times smile. So now smile a smile for me. Yeah.
Daniel O'Donnell there, and I'll take you home again, Kathleen. And before that, we had Frank Patterson singing When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. And those two songs going out for two special ladies with strong Irish connections. Their mum was from Dublin. Listening tonight for the first time to Ireland Calling. That's Una Caldwell here in Bayswater in Takapuna, and her sister Patricia Grant, who hopefully is back safely in Christchurch listening on Plains of Him down there on Saturday night. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And wherever you're listening tonight, whether you're listening locally in New Zealand or across the globe, welcome along. And the news is not good here in New Zealand with the announcement late last night that four community cases of COVID were found in a family in South Auckland. And as of midday, just a half an hour ago here, Auckland has gone into a level 3 lockdown, which people are advised to stay in their bubbles. And obviously, all major businesses have come to a grinding halt, and only shops, supermarkets and pharmacies open. And this is a 3-day lockdown, which will be reviewed again later in the week. But I'm just looking at some of the headlines and some of the papers while I'm presenting this programme tonight. I'm not sure I should have looked at the one in the New Zealand Herald, but it says that Auckland, if there's a bigger spread, could face into a 7-week lockdown like they have over in Melbourne. I know it's tough. We've been very lucky here in New Zealand. I was looking forward to going to Eden Park on Sunday for the final match in Super Rugby, which was 43, 44,000 people going to be there. That won't be going ahead. Neither will the other match in a few weeks' time if we're still in, even if we go back to level 2. And the impact it has for businesses, my own included, working on a few magazines at the moment. So let's hope that the situation in New Zealand is isolated, and that we might get out of this level 3 lockdown inside the next week or 2 weeks at the most. But it could be a lot worse than that, and hopefully it's not. OK, we will continue on and have a bit more music here and try to keep the, what do you call it, spirits high on the programme tonight. We'll go with the Cars here, and not the Cars, the Cranberries, and Linger. Yes, the late Dolores O'Riordan there and the Cranberries and a lovely song called Linger. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you here with the support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting on a Wednesday afternoon. It's a beautiful day here in Auckland, despite all the heavy rain this morning. But obviously, looking at some of the other headlines from the papers in Ireland, lots of the stuff in the last hour or two has related to the fact that Joe Biden, the presumptive candidate for Democratic nomination for President of America, he's picked a running mate, Kamala Harris from California, 55-year-old coloured lady who's a top performer. And I'm sure this will even give more worry to Trump and Mike Pence. Obviously, he's down in the polls at the moment, but everybody expected Biden to pick a female and to pick a coloured female vice president candidate with some great credentials will probably put the Democrats up in the polls even more. Now, the Carroll's factory, the food factory in Kildare, I think it's in Tullamore in Offaly, they carried out tests last Sunday on all their workers, and the 210 workers are all 100% negative. So there was obviously unease in Ireland that the spread of the virus last week came from the biggest number of people who were working in meat factories. And we know earlier on in the campaign there was a number of other meat factories in other parts of Ireland where there was clusters, but it looks like Carroll's, most of their workers, or in fact all of the ones they tested the other day, are negative. The weather has been good in Ireland over the last week, some really nice weather over the weekend, which is good. And obviously the government's focus now is getting the schools open in a few weeks' time. And obviously that's a big issue, and lots of work being carried out. Many people say, including some of the teachers, leaders, unions, say some schools are not fit to open up unless these modifications take place. And many people say they won't be done in time for the schools to open at the end of August. And of course, since we went on air last week, the funeral took place of John Hume, regarded as one of the greatest Irish leaders, political leaders of all time, in County Derry. And still many tributes being paid to John Hume, who was in his early 80s but had suffered for a number of years. But great tributes paid to him. But of course, because of COVID-19, only 100 close family and friends were able to attend his funeral in Derry last week. Yes, that's Colm O'Grada there with a couple of reels, the peacock's feather and the petticoat loose. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, half hour of the programme Gone Here, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And hope wherever you're listening tonight, you're enjoying the programme. As I mentioned at the start of the programme, obviously a bit disappointing in New Zealand today that we've gone back to a lockdown level 3 here in Auckland and for 3 days, but that probably will be extended if there's more spread of COVID-19 in the community over the next few days once more testing has taken place. While obviously Gaelic games are taking place behind almost closed doors in Ireland, and only 200 people allowed to go into any stadium, and whether that's Croke Park or any of the other grounds around the country. And when you take the players and their management and physios and the doctor and everything, there's only a few spots left for a few supporters. And obviously the county boards, you know, they rely on people to pay to go to see club matches during the summer. And this makes up a lot of the money they use for the inter-county team to play in the All-Ireland Championship. And of course, with crowds like that going in, and I don't know how many people are paying, but the figures won't add up for a lot of counties. And Kevin McStay, former Mayo player and former manager, is common. He said many counties may decide that the 2020 season isn't worth the hassle. When you look at what's happening, he talked about the Kildare, Offaly and Laois going into lockdown. 5 players from a team in County Clare, Carrickmacross, GAA have tested positive. And he reckons, take an example like Leitrim, if they had to play their 2 league matches that are left and a provincial match, it would cost them in the region of 250,000. And he just thinks that the likes of Leitrim, and indeed many other counties, might say, this is not worth it and we'll give this season a miss. So obviously, huge disappointment. We should be talking here about an All-Ireland semi-final and telling you to tune in to watch games on GAA Go in a normal year. And of course, this time last year, the drive for 5 was on by Dublin. But if the championship gets underway in October, it's due to finish in December with the All-Ireland Hurling and Football Final due to take place 2 weeks before Christmas in Croke Park. But a long way to go before that happens. Right, the Fury Brothers and Davy Arthur.
father loved before. Since first I saw you on the beach, come to me in my dreams of love. When you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16.
Yes, that's the Clancy brothers there and Tommy Makem. And I was listening to an interview with Des Cahill, was interviewing Christy Moore over the last week on his Des Island Disc programmes, which you can hear there if you go back on RTE. And one of the great bands or group that influenced Christy when he started out was the Clancy brothers, and he met them all, and indeed Tommy Makem, and that particular song was one of his favourite songs. And up next we'll have a song from the man himself, Christy Moore, singing Ordinary Man in a few minutes' time. But anyway, I'm just looking at stories here, making the headlines, the most read stories on the RTE website. The fourth one is New Zealand lockdown city. locks down city after first virus case in 102 days, and there's pictures of people queuing up in shops and stuff like that. But certainly it's making the news around the world. It had made the news before now, the fact that we didn't have any transmissions through the community for over 102 days to be exactly. But hopefully this is an isolated incident, and we might bounce back within the lockdown period of 3 days, which it is at the moment. But I've no doubt it might be a few more. But I have to say, you know, I'm Googling all the different news, looking at the Irish Independent, obviously the fact that Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris, that's a big story there. But the rest of the stories, it's all to do with COVID. And there's obviously a story here, Taoiseach Tánaiste de Laoghaire, I can guarantee we're going to see COVID-19 clusters in schools. Another story here, as frontline staff, it's unfair the way we are now out without any pay. Meat plant workers reveal impact of COVID. And you can't beat the culturally sense of solidarity. Why, I'll swap Dublin for country living. Well, that's not to do with COVID. And I see here what other story is. The rest is other headlines. Passenger flying from Ukraine on a Ryanair flight brought to hospital after reporting COVID-19 symptoms. I think people are just getting fed up with the whole thing. It's certainly dominating all the news, not alone in Ireland, but here in New Zealand as well. It's getting all the news. And of course, we've got a general election due to take place here later this year. Well, in September the 19th, which may or may not have to be postponed or delayed for a while. I think it has to take place before the end of the year. And in the Farming section, Independent, just that I was reading a good story about Tipperary Fianna Fáil TD Jackie Cahill, former leader of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, very involved in farming. And he said, I think I had a serious CV in agriculture, and he was disappointed not to get the nod to become the Minister for Agriculture. Of course, that job went to Barry Cowan, and within 10 days he had to step down as a result of a drink driving conviction. And Dara Cillieri was appointed. Of course, Cillieri overlooked in the first round of ministerial appointments, and there was uproar in the west of Ireland, and especially Mayo. But Cillieri obviously took the big job as the man at the top table as Minister for Agriculture, and they're dealing with some tough times there at the moment with all the reforms that's happening with the European Union. Finally, on sport, to see where Joe Schmidt, former Irish coach who's still living in Ireland, there's talks that he might go and work with the IRB or the Rugby World Rugby at their office in Dublin, and work between referees and coaches and looking at the law. So obviously a job that would suit him. Okay, we're off here. A song for all the people from Roscommon listening. Foster and Ellen, My Own Roscommon.
A ship bound for New York, and I landed here on Broadway, inclined for building work. I left my friends and loved ones and comrades all around, but most of all I left behind my own Roscommon. Centuries old, now healed from all the
my own Roscommon town. We'll dedicate that to a good Roscommon man that never misses the programme, Paddy Mulrennan, and his wife Gloria, regular listeners to Ireland Calling. Hopefully you've enjoyed that song there, Paddy, my own Roscommon town. I drove through it many's the time, not far away from where I grew up, in Kilkerran, Roscommon, about 15 miles away. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you're, if it's a Wednesday night in Auckland, or Saturday night in Christchurch, or Sunday in Wellington, or Kapiti Coast, or any other night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz, I hope you're enjoying the programme. And just looking at some of the headlines from some of the other papers yesterday, in fact, I managed to download all the various Irish newspapers onto my iPad here. As I'm talking to you here now, the Irish Examiner for Wednesday has been downloaded, and I'll be able to give you the headlines from the front of that in a second, as well as the Irish Times. Thanks to technology, you can get access to pretty much a lot of the daily papers in Ireland, and obviously lots of free information available on the RT website and RT News Now, which I use to get information here. But the front of the Irish Examiner tomorrow: back to school costs of €1,500 per child, 27% of parents falling into debt to pay bills amid the reopening doubt, resident locked out of a care centre 27 times, and teen in court over car crash death, and personal data leaked in government department. And what was the weather like over there? There's no weather in the front of the Examiner, but I think there usually is in the Irish Times. Irish Times have a big picture of Kamala Harris, who's named tonight as Joe Biden's running mate. Turmoil in Belarus. Opposition leader flees, and this opposition leader travelled to Ireland many times as a young girl as part of the Chernobyl visitations. They used to bring over young children, and she spent a lot of time in Tipperary. Government's nine-month plan to deal with COVID-19 will aim for a status blue. Labels akin to weather warnings will apply to different regions, with the blue as virus-free. And virus leads to $120 million overrun in direct provision budget. And the Minister for Education promises leave insert results will be accurate and fair. And the weather in Ireland, mainly dry, with sunny spells, warm again with highs of 19 to 25 degrees, which is good. And in the world news, COVID-19, New Zealand has shut down its largest city, Auckland, after four new cases of COVID-19 were discovered. And finally, on sport, the FAI have refused to comment on a governance concern raised by Shelburne chairman Andrew Doyle in his letter of resignation. And AIB chief executive Colin Hunt described the bank's handling of the mortgage lending during the early stage of the coronavirus as regrettable. Okay, we'll move on, and as I said, Christy Moore and Ordinary Men.
I'm an ordinary man, nothing special, nothing grand. I've had to work for everything I own. Oh, well, I never asked for a lot. I was happy with what I got. Enough to keep my family and my home. Now they say the times are hard, and they've handed me my cards. They say there's not the work to go around. Oh, when the whistle blows, the gates will finally close. Tonight they're going to shut this factory down. Then they'll tear it down. I never missed a dinner, went on strike for better pay. For 20 years I served the best I could. Now with a handshake and a check, it seems so easy to forget. Loyalty through the bad times and through good. Now the owner says he's sad to see the things have got so bad. But the captain of industry won't let him lose. He's still drives a car and smokes a cigar. Still he takes his family on a cruise. He'll never lose. Now it seems to me such a cruel irony. He's richer now than ever he was before. Now my check is spent and I can't afford the rent. There's one law for the rich, one for the poor. Every day I tried to salvage some of my pride, to find some work so I might pay my way. But everywhere I go, the answer's always no. There's no work for anyone here today. No work today. I watch my darling wife trying to make the best of life, and God knows what the kids are going to do. Now that we are faced with this human waste, a generation cast aside, for as long as I live, I never will forgive. Dignity and pride, you've stripped me bare. You've stripped me bare. You've stripped me bare.
Good man, Christy Moore there, an ordinary man. And during lockdown, Christy put up some posts on Facebook. He sang five or six songs for about 6 or 7 weeks. They're up there if you look up Christy on Facebook, if you're online. And we've got a few more minutes to go before the end of the programme tonight, about six. I thought I should read a few letters from the Irish Times today. Monday, obviously, I forgot to mention earlier on, it's mandatory now to wear masks when you're out and about in Ireland, and especially in shops. And this is from John Williams in Clonmel in Tipperary. He said, I went shopping in mandatory mass Monday. Security person in one shopping centre had his visor up over his eyes. Checkout operator had her mask dangling from just one ear. And a little girl in the queue happily swung her mask in a circle, spraying any virus particles she had picked up over his visor. Wearing the mask around your neck like an off-duty surgeon seems to be the latest fashion. As a man, I knew used to say, 'tis worser, they're improving. And then another letter here, a photograph accompanying your news article on a retail premises yesterday showed two of the customers had their masks strapped underneath their chins. God help us. That was from Tig McCarthy in Bray and Wicklow. And finally from Margaret Murray in Dublin 3, a fine of €2,500 or up to 6 months in jail for not wearing a mask. May I suggest we get the clampers to collect these fines? So obviously mandatory wearing of masks in Ireland, especially in shops, but many people not doing it. Healy Ray is a jacket. One of the Healy Rays, Michael Healy Ray, said he won't force people to wear them at his shop or gas station down in Kilgarvan and Kerry. But he said most people are doing that. And looking at the sports section of the Irish Times on Wednesday, it leads with Wolves lost to Seville in the Euro quarter final. I think the winners of that plays Man United. Greater focus on life outside the game due to lockdown. The Gaelic Players Association And in League of Ireland, FAI, first round, Dundalk won, Waterford nil, and Cork City won, Longford Town nil. And one here, it won't take much before cancelling All-Ireland looks like a solution. That's from Sean Morden in his article in the Irish Times. And I think he's probably re-emphasising what Kevin McStay said there earlier. If a number of counties have players that have got the infection, they probably will have to maybe cancel the Gaelic Championship for this year. And finally, in rugby section here, I think they're getting ready to play rugby at the end of the month. Madigan's primary goal is Ireland caps after the Ulster move. That's Ian Madigan, isn't it? That's moved up to Ulster. Well, that's about it for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme tonight, and let's hope that I'm back here next week broadcasting from my home studio, home office here in Auckland, that we'll be out of the temporary lockdown that we're in at the moment and getting on with our lives. Let's hope and pray that's what'll happen. All right, I'll leave you tonight with a bit of Joe Dolan, my own peculiar way.